produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good morning, precious people of God. You're welcome to Making Your Life Count. I am your host, Pastor Geoff Agboboza. Praise the Lord. It is my pleasure to be in your space once again, and I know that the good Lord has kept you safe and healthy up till now. Praise the Lord. Let us pray and commit this teaching into the hand of God. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, for this is the day that you have made, and will rejoice and be glad in it. We pray, O Lord God, Father, that the entrance of your word as we sit at your feet, O Lord God, will illuminate our hearts, O Lord God, and flood our understanding with light, O Lord God, Father, and knowledge, and give us the ability to be able to walk in light of your word and manifest your kingdom here on earth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, Father, for every ear that hears me will experience the manifestation of the power of God that is back the word that we are speaking in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, the Lord. Take preeminence in all that has to do with us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we are going to continue our teaching in Greater Than He. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 7 verse 28. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, Jesus said, "For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than him." Praise the Lord. This is a profound statement. I want you to underline the statement. "But he that is great, that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." He that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Praise the Lord. He said this statement shows the importance of the kingdom of God and the greatness of the citizens of this kingdom. Praise the Lord. No wonder the psalmist said, "I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness." Praise the Lord. It means that there is so much beauty, there is so much power, there is so much that you can get from the kingdom of God. Jesus said that the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. Praise the Lord. Last time we looked at John the Baptist and his earthly ministry. Praise the Lord. And we're not going to go into there again. Hallelujah. He said the kingdom of God is an all-sufficient kingdom. Everything human beings require and will ever require in life can be obtained in the kingdom of God. It is a kingdom of limitless possibilities. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus speaking about this kingdom in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, where we looked before. Look at what he says. He said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, seek it first. Praise the Lord. So the kingdom of God should be prioritized above any other thing. Hallelujah. So there is need for you in your life, in your dealings, in everything you do, to give the kingdom of God 100% attention. That is to say, you must give the kingdom of God attention above every other things. Hallelujah. Look at what Jesus said. He said, and all these things shall be added unto you. What are the things that shall be ordered unto you? The things that the Gentiles seek shall be added unto you, and it shall be added unto you here on earth, because whatever the Gentiles seek for, they seek here on earth and not in heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, what is it that the Gentiles seek? They seek power. They seek ability to control situations and circumstances of life. Praise the Lord. You see, Jesus, while here on earth, while he's trying to introduce the kingdom and establish the kingdom of God here on earth, he came with the kingdom of God. In fact, he was the bearer of the kingdom of God. So Jesus demonstrated the ability to control things during his earthly ministry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He controlled, he demonstrated the ability of the kingdom to control things while he was here on earth. Do you know that during the early ministry of Jesus, he could say, just peace be still, and the hurricane will cease. Praise the Lord. He controlled finances. Hallelujah. Jesus walked on water. He took control and authority over situations. He looked at the sick and he laid hand on the sick, and the sick was healed. Hallelujah. When it came to finances, Jesus said to Peter, take up your hook, go to the stream, get a fish there, open the mouth, and take a coin from there, take money from there, and pay for your tax and mine. Praise the Lord. So you see, every kingdom has territory. Praise the Lord. You see, when I look at that word kingdom, it's a combination of two words. Number one is king, talking about rulership. And number two is the dom, which talks about dominion, or talks about domain or territory. Hallelujah. So you can understand that every kingdom has a territory. It has a place of rulership where it administers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the kingdom talks about sovereignty. It talks about power of self-determination, the ability to influence things and establish an ability to prosper and extend to new frontiers. Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus taught his disciples to pray. To pray while he was here on earth. He said, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is because God's intention was to bring the influence of his kingdom of heaven here on earth, so that men would become walking miracles. Praise the Lord. You see, Jesus' main purpose during his earthly ministry was by preaching to prepare men to receive citizenship of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The book of Luke chapter 4, verse 43, you know, made us to understand. And Jesus said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. Praise the Lord. So the main ministry of Jesus was to bring the kingdom of God here on earth. Hallelujah. Was to establish the kingdom of God here on earth. Praise the Lord. So you see, the kingdom of God, Jesus said, the kingdom of God, he told his disciples, he said, the kingdom of God is with you and shall be in you. Jesus was not yet glorified through death and resurrection. He told them, he said, the kingdom of God is with you, but they lacked understanding. And he said, the kingdom of God shall be in you. That is to say, when Jesus is glorified, Jesus will be in the disciples, just like he is us now, and then we will have the ability to be able to exhibit the powers of the kingdom here on earth in the name of Jesus. Notice that in the Lord's Prayer, It says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven." So the kingdom is all about establishing and restoring the will of God here on earth. Praise the Lord. I hope you're getting something out of this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, because if we want to understand what the will of God is, we have to look at the Bible from the creation to Revelation. That is from Genesis to Revelation. And we'll begin to so that we'll be able to understand what the will of God is. Praise the Lord. And in the creation story, look at what the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over all the cattle, and over all the earth, and over everything that creepeth upon the earth." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so this is the kingdom that Jesus came to establish here on earth. Hallelujah. This speaks about man taking control over everything here on earth. So the kingdom of God is restoring man into a place of rulership here on earth. Because man is only going to rule here on earth and not in heaven. Praise the Lord. It is giving man the ability to control situations, to control circumstances, to control challenges, and all the other affairs of life. Praise the Lord. Like I said, Jesus demonstrated all these things during his earthly ministry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, Jesus said that when the kingdom of God comes, the will of God will be done here on earth, not in heaven, because the will of God is already established in heaven, even before Jesus began his earthly ministry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the way to the kingdom of God, I want you to notice this, that the way to the kingdom of God is for man to become born again. Praise the Lord. That is the way to citizenship of the kingdom of God, is for man to become born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, if you go to the book of John, chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus said to Nicodemus, and Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that even though Jesus came to redeem man, he came to die for the sin of man, but his dying is a means for man to get the ultimate will of the Father, which is the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 He came to die, but to die so that man will be given the kingdom. That is why he said to the disciples, he said, "It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." God wants to give you the kingdom. And in giving you the kingdom, he gives you the authority, the ability, the power to rule over situations of life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say, when sickness comes into the life of a man, it creeps into the life of a man. Just like sickness, coronavirus, COVID-19 has crept into humanity. And what does it do? It wants to destroy. It wants to kill. And he wants to steal. He wants to kill, and he wants to destroy. Praise the Lord. But Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." You that is listening to this broadcast, I don't know the news that you have received concerning your head. In the name of Jesus, as the bearer of the authority of the kingdom of God, I command healing upon you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I command you be made whole. Let every every sickness dissipate now in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jesus came to atone for the sin of man. Praise the Lord. If you go with me to the book of Romans chapter 6 verse 23 or verse 22, look at what it says. He said, but now being made free from sin and become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Why? Because for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So you see, until a man is born again, until a man becomes the partaker of the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this is tied to the kingdom, tied to the will of God when it as concerns Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26, 28 and thereabout, to give man dominion. Hallelujah. The power to replenish, the power to subdue, the power to restore. Praise the Lord. Child of God, I want you to understand that you are a restorer of bridges. Praise the Lord. So John the Baptist, Elijah, and all the Old Testament saints never had the opportunity to experience the kingdom of God while they were here on earth. That is why they are called servants of God, or friends, or friend of God, as in the case of Abraham. Hallelujah. He said, but the believer in Jesus Christ is a citizen of the kingdom of God while he is here on earth. He has been made the righteousness of God while he is here on earth. Praise the Lord. If you go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, the Bible says, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We have been made the righteousness of God. Child of God, you have been made the righteousness of God. Quit living like you have not been made righteous. Hallelujah. Quit living like you have not been made righteous. And I want you to understand that righteousness consciousness will a kind of move and propel your life to a higher degree of impact in your sphere of life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So Jesus was made sin for us, and by this we were made righteousness and thereby citizens of heaven. So it takes God kind of righteousness to become citizens of the kingdom of heaven while here on earth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So even Abraham, while here on earth, could not experience the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. He said, the Bible said that righteousness was credited unto him. Abraham was not made righteous. He was given. Abraham received a gift of righteousness, but that gift was credited unto him. Praise the Lord. Somebody can say, Pastor, how do you mean? If you go with me to the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 6, the Bible says, thus, I'm reading from Amplified Classic. It said, thus Abraham believed in God and adhered and trusted and relied on God, and it was reckoned. That is to say, it was recorded and placed to his account, praise the Lord, and credited as righteousness. So it was credited for him to be used when the redemption of man is fully affected by the sacrifice of the precious blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. If you read the book of James chapter 2, verse 23, it says, and so the scriptures was fulfilled that said, Abraham believed in, adhered to, trusted in, and relied on God, and This was accounted to him as righteousness, as conformity to God's will in thought and deed, and he was called God's friend. Praise the Lord. I want you to notice the difference. He was called God's friend. But now that we have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, we are called children of God. Praise the Lord. We are called sons of God. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that he that is born of God overcometh the world. Hallelujah. We are born of God. Praise the Lord. We became children of God. We are not friends of God, but children of God. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to see this. You see, now, Apostle Paul said to be absent in the flesh is to be present with God. That is to say, when a believer dies, what happens? He appears before God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He appears before God. Now, look at, this is a mystery of which we don't have to go into it right now. Praise the Lord. I say, when Abraham died, what happened? He was taken to the bosom of Abraham. Hallelujah. He was not taken into heaven. Praise the Lord. He was not taken into heaven. Praise the Lord. That is why the Bible says he only saw heaven when Jesus rose from the dead. Praise the Lord. Him and all the Old Testament saints, they were led away from the bosom of Abraham. Hallelujah. And they went with Jesus. When Jesus appeared in heaven, they came afterwards. Hallelujah. Because had Abraham been given the reward of righteousness, then there wouldn't have been need for Jesus to come and die. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But Jesus, the man Jesus, he was the first man that appeared in heaven. Because before the redemption, man could not see heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The book of Ephesians says this. He said, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that the least in the kingdom of God is untouchable. Hallelujah. No matter he may be weak. Hallelujah. He may be small in stature, but he's untouchable. Hallelujah. Because he can do exceeding abundantly according to the power of the kingdom that is at work in him, in the name of Jesus. He can do the impossible in the name of Jesus. Nothing shall be impossible unto the least in the kingdom of God, because the power of the kingdom is back of him. Hallelujah. So every kingdom citizen, no matter his or her ranking, is a potential ruler over the affairs of this life. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand, as a citizen of the kingdom, the more you yield yourself to the principles of the kingdom, the more you manifest the greatness and the powers and the abilities of this kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the least in the kingdom of God has the power of God to bear rule over situations of life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So child of God, your citizenship is in heaven. And though you are here on earth as an ambassador of heaven, you are here to display and manifest the powers of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Not only that a believer is a member is a citizen of the kingdom of God, he has also been made a member of God's own family. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The greatest in the Old Testament was a friend of God. Hallelujah. Was a servant of God. God speaking about David, a man after his own heart. He said, I have found for myself David, the son of Jesse, who shall do all my will. Praise the Lord. Even when he died, he could not go to heaven. He was kept in Abraham's bosom until Jesus effected the redemption of man and restored the original will of God, which is the kingdom unto man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at what the Bible says. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Hallelujah. He said, now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Praise the Lord. You are a member of the household of God. Do you know what this means? It means that you are of the same family with the Father God. You are of the same family with Jesus. You are in rulership and in authority. One day God gave me a revelation of what it means to be a member of the household of God. And he told me that there is nothing that I cannot do, that no situation will be too impossible for me to handle. There is no height that I cannot attain as long as I keep my heart into it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is why the Bible says that before God there is no impossibility. To be a member of God's family is to be brought into the class of God. Hallelujah. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Everything that you want to do, you put your heart to, you will be able to accomplish. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you see, membership of God's family gives you the same power and authority God has. Hallelujah. It gives you assets to all that God is and can do. Praise the Lord. That's why God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion. Hallelujah. I pray that God will open your eyes. Hallelujah. That God will open your eyes and your understanding so that you will understand. And I want you to see what Apostle Paul said concerning, prayed for the children of, for the Ephesian brethren. Hallelujah. He prayed for the Ephesian brethren. Hallelujah. Because you see, in the Old Testament, the Bible said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. When you lack the knowledge of who you are as a child of God, as a believer in Christ Jesus, you will look like you have not been redeemed, or you have not been brought into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. And in verse 17, Apostle Paul said this. He said, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. There is so much power, so much ability at your disposal. Praise the Lord. I want you to understand, child of God, you are full of power. Hallelujah. You are full of wisdom. Praise the Lord. And trying to ascend the place of power by using Old Testament prophet, hallelujah, is belittling the wealth of eternity that God in Christ Jesus has deposited in you. Praise the Lord. You are a winner. And there is nothing that is permitted to take your head from off your body. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you that any Herodias daughter that seek to take your head from off your body must go for you in the name of Jesus. It could be COVID-19. I declare it will go for you in the name of Jesus. It could be sickness. It could be cancer. It could be your lung failure or kidney failure. I command it to be healed. I command it to go, because the Bible said that God shall give man in exchange of you. Hallelujah. Child of God, to enjoy all these things, all this power, all this wisdom, you must become a citizen of the kingdom of God. And until you are born again, you cannot receive the kingdom, hallelujah, or be ushered into the kingdom. So pray this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for my sin, and on the third day you raised him from the dead, and he ascended into heaven. Jesus, come into my heart. I make you the Lord of my life. Thank you. I am born again, and thereby I'm a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you flood the eyes of this believer. Hallelujah. Flood him, O Lord God, Father, with a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. I pray, O Lord God, Father, that you cause him to walk worthy unto you and be fruitful in every good work in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And cause him, O Lord God, Father, or her to continue to increase in the knowledge of your will. Father, we give you praise. And I pray for you wherever you are right now. I release the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead to begin to walk in you right now. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Bible says that if the spirit of him that raised Christ Jesus from the dead be in you, that he that raised Christ from the dead by his spirit shall also vitalize and make alive your mortal body. Every weakness in your body, I command it, receive strength now and be healed in Jesus' precious name. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. So, child of God, go and manifest the kingdom of God. I want you to understand, until I come your way again, remember that your life counts and you're here as an ambassador to manifest the kingdom of God here on earth in Jesus' name. God bless you and stay blessed and safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.